Congratulations, Madam President.
You did an excellent job in the last administration, Nathan. You'll remain the director of the FBI as long as I am president.
Thank you, ma'am.
Is there anything I need to know on my first day in office?
Yes, ma'am. In fact, there is an impending crisis.
Well, don't leave me in suspense.
In 45 days, America will run out of its candy corn reserves. There will be none left for Halloween.
What?
I know this is shocking news. Please try to stay calm.
I have several questions.
You see, all the candy corn on Earth was produced in the early to mid-80s.
Nobody's made any since then?
The formula was written on a piece of paper, which the KGB stole. Then their plane was shot down in international waters.
Okay.
The Navy has sent many submarines to the area where it was shot down, but nobody's been able to find the formula, and nobody's been able to replicate it ever since.
If that's true, we should have run out of candy corn in the 80s.
Ah, there's a secret stockpile we've been drawing down from, but very soon it will run out. There have been North Korean candy corn experiments as a show of power, but they are unable to replicate it, as are we all.
Can you tell me why this matters?
Why does it matter?
Yeah, I mean, who cares about candy corn? I have more important things to do with this administration.
Who cares about candy corn?
Help me understand.
Madam President, without it, our psychologists at the FBI project, at best, mass hysteria. At worst, the citizens will revolt, and we may be unable to resist the revolution.
Even if that's true, we have the largest, the best military in the world. What revolution could possibly happen?
80% of the population is projected to join the candy corn revolution. Foreign nations will join them.
This is ridiculous.
No, ma'am. It is deadly serious.
Who cares that much about candy corn?
Madam President, how could you say such a thing?
I just don't understand why this is so important.
What will become of Halloween? That sacred American tradition will be ripped apart, and the delicious candy that we all crave will be gone forever, and people will revolt.
Can't somebody just make a substitute, you know, something similar to candy corn?
Oh, they'll know. They will know. We can't keep this secret under wraps for long.
I mean, candy corn doesn't even taste very good.
Whatever you do, ma'am, don't share that opinion with the public. You'll be impeached immediately.
Nathan, I hate to say this, but you're off your rocker. I don't need to know about this. There won't be mass hysteria, and people won't revolt. If this is what you think I need to know, I have serious doubts about your abilities as an FBI director.
And I have doubts about your ability as a president.
We won't be needing you in the new administration.
Oh, but you will. You will. When the world runs out of candy corn, Pandora's box will erupt. Anarchy will reign. The flame of revolution will ignite the world and burn it to a cinder. And after the end of civilization as we know it, there will be only one currency. One. Not Bitcoin, not the American dollar, not even gold. It'll be candy corn. Candy corn.
Nathan.
Yes, ma'am.
Get out of my office.
Yes, ma'am.
Nathan?
Ma'am?
Before you turn in your badge and leave the White House forever, tell me one thing.
Anything to serve my country.
Are we going to run out of gummy bears?
Sit down, ma'am. I have so much to tell you.